Did he say he'd had anything to do with writing it?
Well, one time he said...
Hello, Ms. Hobby.
Hello.
Hi, Alvita, how are you?
How are you?
Good to hear you.
It's nice of you to let me call you.
Well, I'm delighted to hear from you.
I'm going to leave the country on Friday, Monday, really, and be gone for 3 weeks. Two things I didn't want to leave without telling you myself how much your kindness means. And number two, to ask you to give to your political fellows whether... When I announce that I am going to support you, you would rather have it done, you know, in an interview or just the paper or what?
Well, I sure will. I think an interview, though, probably any time you're up this way and then follow through afterwards.
Well, that was my information.
Yeah.
But I didn't want, I wanted some of your top fellows.
No. Well, I haven't got many, honey. I'm just to keep me 18 hours a day, and I really don't have anyone that that I can rely on very much now. I've got to start doing that in the next 10 days when I get the Congress out of here. But I'd say your judgment is better than anybody's I've got. But if I had my ruthers right now, when I left on the boat or the plane or the ship or came back, I would have somebody to invite in a few... the papers, at least the wire services, and let them ask me the question, and I'd tell them that.
I'd get more mileage out.
Yeah, I'd tell them. I'd tell them that I was gonna that you had faith in this program has been best for America, and it's you believe it's going to be a prudent one, and you believe it's going to be one of progress, and you don't believe it'll be deeply partisan. And that you think it'll be based on what's good for the country, and I assure you that that's the standard I'm going to use if I'm just here 3 months.
You know I know.
I just watch it so carefully. I try to keep from being mean or vicious or answering back. And
I want to tell you how proud I am of you for not being mean and vicious. And I know how hard a time it is, but I'm really proud of you.
Well,
and I hope you can sustain this for some time.
I'm going to, if the good Lord just keeps his arm around me, and I'm not going to do anything I think that you'd ever have to, I'm just going to try to be a good American and be remembered as one of the 36 that try to represent all the people.
Well, that's the way I'm sure there's the greatest... Well, first place, that's the way you would serve. Now, you know, the same thing that concerns me concerns everybody, and that is what I refer to as the white-black lives.
Yeah. Yes, it's quite a problem, and I have talked to all of them that I can. I'm not the...
Go ahead.
One of my weaknesses in this job is that... I'm not the most effective person with the extremes on that side, either side, but that one particularly, for this reason. People don't know it, and I didn't really know it till a month ago. There's such a deep, bitter, unbelievable feeling of hatred and of denial among so many of those people. And I read a letter yesterday from a very literate and intelligent correspondent of the San Francisco Chronicle, a Negro who works for them. And he says that there are just dozens of them that are not going to vote for the president, although they think he is a good man, but they can never excuse themselves for voting for any quote, white Southerner, unquote. Now, I have talked to Roy Wilkins yesterday. He's one of the ablest and the best. He says that he is asking them to stop demonstrating and start registering and put their talents to constructive use. On the other hand, the Malcolm X's and the Ku Klux Klan, the communists, and a few of the Mississippi extremists. I looked at a letter that the money raiser for Goldwater rode him in January 63, which one of the fellas in the office got a copy of several months ago and brought it in and showed to me yesterday. And it shows that they raised $350,000 for him, and of course he raised about $3 million, according to his people, for the pre-convention campaign. And we all have to raise money, so we understand that. But what intrigued me was that most of this came from Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, and Texas. And it was...
of course, I knew some came from Texas, but some from Texas.
Yes, about 80. About 80,000 of the 350. But one man in Mississippi sent 50.
Good
Lord. And I didn't think there's that... Well, that's what happens, but that's so they have that deep feeling, and so I'm trying to I've called the business people in, the businessmen.
The reaction to that was tremendous.
Well, they've been hit over the head by Roosevelt, his economic royalists, and Kennedy had the FBI going to see him, and I have tried to.
Are the people that make the country,
don't they? I sure do, and they're giving me the jobs that give me this prosperity, and I want to keep them having confidence in the country and the government. Instead of...
I think they've got it now. I really do.
Instead of...
I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans as well.
Well, I got, I guess, 50 letters yesterday of the 250 thanking us, and of the 50, I don't guess, I guess there's 15 said we're going to support you. The others didn't comment, but the, I didn't ask them anything about that. They just volunteered. But 30 or 35 of them said, well, you handle this meeting like I'd handle a report to my stockholders, and I appreciate the way you handle business, and you know how to run one, and you're running one of the biggest, and we want to help you.
Well, I think it will. Of course, all the polls show the crossover Republican vote is going to be great.
The polls show now, Gallup, who's hit 13 out of the last 14, and it's significant because they're playing up a few defections in the South, but Gallup shows that the Republicans to win in this country must have three things. That's his report last week. First, they must keep the Republicans pretty solidified.
Yeah.
Second, they must get more than half of the independents. Third, they must have a substantial Democratic vote. Now, Eisenhower had all of those things, and he won by 55%. Now, what the poll shows this week is that I have 90% of the Democrats. My Democratic defections are largely in the South. I have... three out of every four independents. Nixon had two out of four. I have three out of four. Goldwater's got one out of four compared to Nixon's two. He's got just a half number of independents that Nixon had 4 years ago. Nixon had 92% of the Republicans the day he was nominated. Gallup took a poll. Goldwater has 66. I get one out of three Republicans now. Now, some of them will leave me as a campaign goes. My meeting now is he gives me 7 out of 10 in the country. That's what Gallup. Lou Harris doesn't do that well. He gives us 64-36. My own judgment is that it's probably 60-40, not counting much of the South with me, and I would guess as the... we go into October, it'll probably be 55-45, and may even get to 53. If it does, we'll still get 400 electoral votes.
I think some of it will improve as Goldwater talks.
Well,
man, you know, has got a real pinch on.
Yes, he's a...
He's saying the wrong thing.
Well, you know, you ought to look, you ought to buy, you ought to insist before you go on your trip. You send out and get a copy of The Good Housekeeping for May. It's got a story about Lady Bird in her and 100 Days in the White House, and it's got an interview with his wife. And it explains some of the things. He pointed out yesterday in a secret meeting with the congressman that he was ready, willing, and able to debate me and wanted to debate.
Yeah.
month ago, he said he wouldn't debate anybody and that the president shouldn't be called on the debate. So he's back and forth. He called me a faker and a phony out there at breakfast, and that night he said he wouldn't get personal at all.
That's right.
She says in her interview that he had two serious nervous breakdowns, and that this is his wife now talking, and it's in the May Good Housekeeping. And it, read it, but that may explain why he wants to proliferate one day and the next day he wants to turn it over to the commanders and the next day he doesn't know.
I only have one piece of advice to give you. And I don't care whom you have for a vice president, minus one, I guess you can guess that.
Yeah.
Please get a man that if we get into trouble during that time, and you have to be in Washington, that could carry the load for you, campaign line.
Oh, that sure is.
That's the only thought I have.
No, that's good.
Somebody could try to embarrass us.
Yeah.
During that campaign time.
Yeah.
And you had to be in Washington.
Yeah.
You've got to have a man who can carry the fight.
That's it. I'll do that. Bye, darling.
Is Bird well and happy?
Yeah. Is Bird! Come here a minute. She's here. She's trying on a dress, and I had me looking at an evening dress she's trying to get here.
That's so smart.
And I got a friend of yours here.
Oveda?
I think you're trying on an evening dress.
Oh, I was coming in to see if I got any rave notices. But I couldn't break through all the other interesting things he was doing. Oveda, I hear you're going on a trip. I hope it's going to be the change of everything will...
Bird, it was just heaven sent, because I obviously couldn't go anywhere else. And these are close, with five people on board, cruising, sailing in the Aegean Sea, which I've always wanted to do.
You know...
What?
That's been at the top of my list for things to do for years and years.
But I never really thought I'd get to do it. So I'm so pleased and so happy, and I just want to tell the president two things before I left. And, to tell you how great everything's going. Bird, really how great I think it's going.
I thank you so much, and we love hearing that from you, because it matters a great deal coming from you. I must say that
you say the same.
There've been it's been a pretty frightening few weeks all the problems that one faces. I mean. And seeking the wisdom to solve them.
And it will get worse now, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to remember is that you've got millions of people back of you. And I know when the rough campaign comes, this won't help much, but it'll help a little.
Well, that's what it's all about, is trying to live up to what those people think of you.
Well, God bless you, dear.
And I hope that your trip is going to mean serenity and peace and just a revitalization. And I know you've gone through years of just thinking about your family. And it was just so good of you, and all your friends just looked on with the greatest admiration and tenderness for the way you lived. So have fun for you now.
Miss Hobby, don't leave yet. Miss Hobby, this is Jack. I wanted to tell you confidentially the president is grateful to you.
I wanted to tell you confidentially the president is grateful to you for a little matter. John Coles came in to see him yesterday, day before yesterday, in a private meeting, off-the-record meeting, and...
Excuse me.
What I was going to say was he came in and was very friendly, Miss Hobby.
I know he's mean to me.
And pledged the president he would support him.
Thank God.
So that the president feels that you, more than any single person, had more to do with that, and he's very grateful to you for it.
Oh, we don't I don't know that I did.
Well, he considers it so because he knows that you made that trip and that you talked to him, and he came in of his own volition and pledged it unequivocally.
Because now, you know, this is the first time forever for a Democrat.
Well, that's why we're so grateful to you.
That is very significant to me. Do you have a name?
Yes.
Well, I was asking the question, which way he preferred I did it, just through the paper or through an interview of why I was. And it's an odd moment between 4 and 5 in the morning. You can think about this, too. You heard what he said.
Yes, I listened to the conversation.
Yeah. That's fine, because I have faith in him. At some point in switches, do you mind my just... I...